If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good morning, Hampton Roads. It's great having you actually this afternoon. It's great being here, and it's good to make it to the radio station today. How are you doing, Colleen?
Doing well.
Good. You got your jacket on today. You got chilly?
Oh, I was first thing this morning. I'm sure it's warmed up a little bit.
It's warmed up out there a lot. So good afternoon, everybody. And this is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. I'm Steve Taylor. I'm the CEO of Alliance Legal Group. We are a Christ-based legal, we're attorneys. So we practice law in the Southampton Roads area. We have four offices. We do a lot of bankruptcy specifically. That's why we have this program that we talk to folks about the biblical foundation of bankruptcy and also how to, the biblical foundation of getting debt free. And so, you know, today we're going to be talking more specifically about the biblical concepts that we usually talk about around as far as I have no idea what we're talking about today.
It's how the show goes.
How the show goes. And so that we welcome your phone calls, and the phone number is 757-488-5299. And you can call in, ask questions about, you know, if you don't know what bankruptcy is about, you don't know the biblical foundations of it, you don't know whether or not that's something that would be right for you, if it would be something that would be, you know, just from a standpoint, you should be praying about everything. And if this is one of those areas that you don't know whether or not that you should look into, hopefully we'll provide you some answers today. And so you can also contact us at the Alliance Legal Group, and that's www.debtfreeva.com. And they'll set you up an appointment or a phone call. You know, they'll probably get a hold of me directly immediately. And if I'm not available, they'll put you on a free consultation, a free conversation with either myself or one of our four attorneys to discuss, you know, the different questions you might have as far as your debt situation. We don't just talk about debt, though. I mean that, you know, that we're a full service law practice, and so if there's any kind of issues that you want to discuss with us, it's always free. It's always, you know, just a phone call away. You don't have to come inside the office. That we do have appointments if you want to come into the office and speak to an attorney. But our goal is that we can get you the information that you need so you can make a decision whether or not whatever the issue that you have that we're right for you, and that it's an issue that that we could help you in.
I was going to say, it always comes as second nature to you because it's your career and it's what you've done and what you're familiar with. So sometimes when you were mentioning about the different things, it seems overwhelming for people because they don't always know the right questions to ask or, you know, which direction to go in. So that's why we have the show, so that we can share some of those. And certainly if you're listening and you have a question, no question is too crazy or too off the wall.
Well, there's some questions that are too crazy.
But, or, you know, that we, you know, if we don't know the answer to, we'll be able to, you know, research that and get back to you about that. But, you know, you have to ask the question. Sometimes you just have to ask if you have that on your mind. So 488-5299 is the number to call. It's 488-5299.
And do call in. You know, that maybe, you know, let me tell you the thought that I have this morning was that, you know, there's a lot of anxiety going on with this this whole last year of craziness going on, that there's a real anxiety that's happened to a lot of folks, including myself sometimes, that I'll wake up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'll say, why am I concerned? What am I worried about? And usually that relates to not trusting completely that everything God has told us or that we're supposed to look into so that we can have that assurity and that confidence that we otherwise may not have. So is that we have a caller on the phone.
We have Jamal from Virginia Beach. He has an entrepreneurial question to ask you.
Wonderful. Jamal, how are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, I'm
awesome.
Doing great. So what's your question, Jamal?
Yeah, so I'm a veteran entrepreneur. I was in the Marine Corps. I'm a Marine Corps band tuba player.
Amen. Well, and, I appreciate your service.
Back. I establish a corporation, a benefit corporation, back on March the 10th. And my problem as an entrepreneur without any monetary weight behind me, how do I get the working capital that I need to get my business started that just cannot or will not happen through traditional means? And we're talking about crowdfunding, loans,
anything,
lines of credit.
Something to get started.
I need $11.5 million.
Ooh, boy, now you're talking
some
money.
There is a lot of people, a lot of layers in between me and a venture capitalist or an angel investor, and I just can't get a hold of anybody to even pitch to them to my idea. Because that's, or private equity. You know, that's really the only way that I see myself getting that much money for what it is that I need to get done.
Well, you know, let me share with you, because you're probably out of the range of most folks listening. You know, $11.5 million, that's a lot of money. But that the, if God's put that on your heart is something that he believes, that you believe that he's able to do that. We're going to have a guest on Thursday, and we're going to talk a little bit about today as far as your question, but we have a guest on Thursday is a credit repair like guru. She's on our website, and she cleans up all our credits, and all the clients come in, they get their, you know, they file the bankruptcy, that they clean the credit up, and they have terrible credit coming in, they walk out with zero problems except for maybe a bankruptcy within a year. We've got them all cleaned up, and they've got 700, 720 credit. The reason I mention her is because I don't want you to wait a year to, you know, get the money that you need in order to do what you got to do. But, you know, one of the things you're going to need to do is you're going to obviously have to network with folks that have money. And so no question about it. They're going to have some money. And at the,
right.
And so, you know, that the, one of the, and I have no idea, and you don't need to share with me, but you can, the answer is if somebody's in your position, that they need to have good credit generally, because it's going to come up at different points of time. You might just be the organizer trying to get together this $11.5 million, and if that's the case, then you know your credit will be less critical. But if
I was told by a lot of different business bankers, financiers, that even if I had over 800 credit score, I would still probably need about 5 or 6 co-signers with an equally great credit score and some a lot of their own capital up front, you know, to put into it and those things. And even with SBA programs, you know, you already have to have stuff established and you
that's
know,
a
at
lot
least
of money,
$10,000 a month. Yeah, so it's impossible.
No,
it's impractical, but not impossible.
It's
right?
Not impossible.
So,
right.
So I've been looking for this money for years.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm only continuing to do that because I have such a passion for what it is that I'm doing, and
what is that? What is that, Jamal? What is the ministry or the mission or the vision? In a nutshell, what is the business that you're this venture that you're involved in?
Okay, we have a app called Viable Arts that's in the prototype stage right now, where we allow artists to be on a platform for hire, much like how Uber or Lyft uses their drivers to provide those transportation services for their customers. Mm-hmm. We use our artists for entertainment services. So a person can set up a profile on the app.
Gotcha.
They can then search a performer of any genre and hire them immediately because they'll be shown as available, or they can hire them or book and reserve them for a future event.
Yeah.
And this is something that we'll start off nationally. It also goes into the fact that we have a professional marching band called the Virginia Sounds of the Bay Performing Creative and Visual Ensemble, which acts as the employer of these, what we call TAD employees. So they're temporary employees.
I got you.
And
so let me jump in, Jamal. So it's you obviously have a tremendous, it sounds like you have a vision and a framework and a plan. And, no question about it. And it sounds like it's been a long time in forming. You said years into the foreman. So, you know, that the as far as, this program that, what we're basically about, what I can usually advise folks about is that, the one thing that I couldn't help you on a lot of that stuff, I could pray with you, of course. I can always do that. And I will pray with you before you get are you a Christian, Jamal?
I grew up as a practicing Catholic, born and raised. Mm-hmm. So I have that foundation, and I lean on that sometimes still to guide me spiritually.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, that without getting too deeply involved as far as where you're at, that, that if a person is born again and they've been given the direction to go in their life, then, one of the things that we can do, as a company and as a ministry is we can individually clean them up. Basically, we can clean them up and give them good credit and give them the ability so that they can be part of that vision. Now, with your situation, again, it's a little bit. I appreciate your phone call, but there's no way that I can really fix a lot of the stuff that you're, I'm going to wish you very, very well, and I appreciate you calling, Jamal. Do you listen to the radio program often?
Every so often. Uh-huh. I must admit, I'm not every day, but when I come across it, I listen to a lot of business narratives, whether that's coming from blogs or CNBC or Fox Business. I just love listening to different business folks and let those be my guides, of how I should go about my business.
Do we have another caller? But anyhow, then I'm gonna pray with you real quick, and then we're gonna go from there. But God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Let me pray with you real quick, Father. I come to you in the name of Jesus with Jamal. Lord, I don't know Jamal, but I do know that you do know him, and Father, that he says that he grew up in the church and that he has a relationship with you. But I pray even for more for Jamal. Lord, I pray, one, for his business and his venture that is on his heart, Lord. It's obviously something that has been nurtured him and has been growing in him for some time. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, that if it be your will, Lord, it would come to pass, that step by step it would lead to the point where it would be fulfilled according to your perfect will. But even more so, God, I pray for Jamal today. I pray for Jamal that, Lord, as he would go through this process, he would recognize that nothing is impossible with you, and that anything that we try to do on our own, that it is bound to either fail or to lead us to something that in the end won't be what you want us to do. And Lord, that would be the scariest thing. So I pray, Father, that as he would go forward, I pray, Lord, that he would recognize that you love him so much, that you died for him, that you got a plan for him, and that as he would rely on you, as he would trust you, as he would remember those messages that he heard as a young man, as a child, about how you care for him and that you got a plan for him, and as he would embrace those, God, Lord, that he would even get more, God. He would even get a recognition that you've got a plan, not just for this earth, but forever, for eternity. So, Father, I just pray for Jamal. Thank you for him calling today, God, and I pray you to bless him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jamal, and so it is.
Amen.
Thank you.
Jamal,
thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. I hope you call in again soon.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. All right, bye-bye. Well, that was interesting. Jamal's got some plans, and that one of the things that, a lot of people say, well, that's not the kind of plan I can do. I don't make $1 million. I can't come up with 11.5. Well, one of the thoughts, again, that I had today was there are a lot of scary things going on in the world today. Mm-hmm. And if you've got a lot of debt, if you've got a lot of financial baggage, so you don't qualify for loans or things of that nature, things seem to be coming at you with, we heard this gas pipeline just got cyber hacked or something, mm-hmm. and that the gas price, they can't even find gas in South Carolina, and that our gas prices went up by like 20 cents a gallon.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday.
All over the place. And this, unfortunately, may be a sign of things to come in the next months and years.
Well, it just shows no matter what position you're in, you need to have those things settled and fixed for you. You know, like you said, the debt that you have to get to where Jamal wants to be. Certainly, yes, he has to have good credit himself and then be around people who have good financial fiscal responsibility to be able to fund whatever he's trying to do. And like you said, to put us in the place, like, you know, a jump of 10, 20 cents in gas doesn't seem like a lot, but if you multiply that,
times, you know,
however many times you fill up the tank,
if a person goes 50 miles a day and they do it, you know, 20 times a month.
Did I get a raise of that much? No. So you have to.
What is 50 times 20? It's 1,000.
1,000.
Isn't it 1,000? I think it's 1,000. I think it's 1,000. You put 1,000 miles you get a 15 mile an hour gallon vehicle like mine. Let's say a 10 mile an hour because the math's easier. You know, is that $100? I think it's $100.
Mm-hmm.
That's $100 out of your pocket just for that kind of gas ride.
Just for the increase. So, and you know, like you said, you have to find other ways because you certainly are driving and you don't change that necessarily. So you have to.
Yeah.
Comes from somewhere else.
And so now's the time. Now is really the time, whether it be because you're starting a $11.5 million venture or whether or not you just want to get your financial house in order. You know, there's not much time. You know, I was sharing this as you were taking that phone call that sometimes I'll wake up like last night at 2 o'clock. You know, I went to bed early because, you know, sometimes that's what I just do. I just go to bed when I can't think of anything else better to do. I just go to bed. And so I woke up about 2 o'clock in the morning and I was contemplating, you know, all the crazy stuff that's going on. What's going to happen in a month, 6 months, a year down the road? And we don't know. We really, really don't know. But you want to put yourself in a position where you can react to whatever needs to happen. And if you got a ton of financial debt, that's one thing that's going to prevent you from maybe acquiring credit, maybe acquiring stuff, maybe acquiring the things that you need to be prepared when that time comes. Now, it's not going to be a guarantee. You know, you need to get prepared spiritually more than anything else. Mm-hmm. That you need to make sure you're right with the Lord, make sure you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, make sure that you've given your life fully to this person that can see tomorrow, because things are getting ready to happen in a very, very unfortunate but, you know, prophetic way that's going to happen because God's got a plan. And you want to be ready to be able to do what God wants you to do during that time. So, you know, again, if you'd like to call in, 757-488-5299. We kind of mix a lot with, the Bible is full of prophecy and that a biblical solution includes things that, relate to what's going to be happening in the days, the weeks, the months, and the years to come. You can contact us directly at debtfreeva.com. That's a debtva. Debt-free.
Don't forget the free part. Debt-free.
It's free. Debtfreeva.com. And then set up an appointment. I'd really like to talk to you today. And that's either online here at 488-5299, a little bit slower, or at the web chat box. And if you just put your, I guess that's in the browser, the debtfreeva.com and www in there. Sometimes you got to put that in there. They'll set you up an appointment that we can discuss whatever that financial issue is. We had a person come in yesterday, for instance, and he was doing pretty well financially. He made a lot of money, but he had this one big debt that he had to take care of, this one debt problem. And you know, the bankruptcy wasn't right for him, but the getting that debt resolved is and was. And so, you know, that if you've got an issue out there, you know, that it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to do a bankruptcy. But, you know, I've been doing this for about 30 years, and I've seen a lot of different problems solved a lot of different ways. And, you know, I like bankruptcy because, you know, for, you know, about $1,500 is what it costs, you know, give or take a little bit of money here or there, you can take care of huge problems very, very quickly. Get a complete, you know, a lot of these debt, he had fallen into that same sort of trap where they, you know, at some point in time, he had tried to resolve his debts with one of these debt consolidation sort of companies where that they theoretically work with the credit card companies, and it was a complete disaster. And so they ended up taking a lot of money from him, not taking care of a lot of the debts from him, still having this big $27,000 debt. And so these folks really were not very, you know, willing to wait much longer. And so that we'll discuss with you the different options you have. There's a whole bunch of different options that when you have debts that we look at. I mean, everything from negotiation to sometimes you pay it off with a reverse mortgage or a debt consolidation loan. Sometimes we use the bankruptcy. Sometimes we use Chapter 7. Sometimes we use Chapter 13. Sometimes sometimes we have to wait. Sometimes we have to wait because some of these options aren't there or they don't make sense to do right now. We have to say, well, let's do this and that and then come back in a year, and then we'll be able to handle this better at that point. And then until then, this is what you do. So, but we have a pretty good idea, you know, that we will pray with you, that we will look at the options, and then, you know, that we'll choose a course of action. The Bible tells us that with many counselors, we go to war. And that's what we do, is that if you've got a debt problem, if you don't have a debt problem, praise the Lord. Maybe you have a credit score problem. Maybe you had some debts, but now they're gone. But, you know, those things stay on your credit for 7 years. Well, we have ways to fix that. We have ways.
Just contact them at debt.
We have ways.
So if you have a question about that, maybe you aren't currently in debt, but you need to fix your credit score or different things like that. We're here to help for that too.
And Satin will be here on Thursday.
Oh, great.
Satin, that's the plan anyhow, that from California. She's with My Jane Credit, financial specialist, and they're on our website at www.debtfreeva.com. That's the Alliance Legal Group's webpage. We've got four offices around town, but if you want to go directly to our webpage and get a hold of Satin, is her name. She's just awesome. We went to a course. All the attorneys went through a course where she basically outlined the procedure that that Jane Financial uses in order to clear off credit scores. You know, clear off derogatory statements that can be legally done that way through the Fair Credit Collection Act, I believe it is. And that, and she'll be discussing that on Thursday. And so that very, very reasonable and very, very effective way to clean your credit up, especially if you're either have gone through a bankruptcy and that you still have a bankruptcy on your credit history, or if you just have a lot of bad credit and you just need to get it cleared up. That, you know, sometimes in tandem, doing the bankruptcy and then clearing everything after the bankruptcy is over is a good way to do that, whatever's left over, so to speak. So with that being said, we're down to the last 3 or 4 minutes. Again, you have a chance to call us before we get off at 488-5299. Just wanted to encourage you that we are absolutely free as far as the consultation that you would set up. It's absolutely confidential. You'll speak to an attorney. And the attorneys that we have are very, very experienced in all sorts of legal matters, but again, that especially in debt resolution and some of the tools given to us, especially through the United States Bankruptcy Code. And so we have one more person possibly coming in. We got about 3 minutes left, 2 to 3 minutes. So again, that the we also have the ability to pull credit reports for you. So you know that the if you open a file, they usually cost $45 for the 3 credit reports from TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. But because we do deal with a company that does them in volume, that we can get 3 of those credit reports for $36. And if you just open a file, tell them that you heard us on the radio, on the Lighthouse Radio program, on the Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom, that we can open a file, you pay like $100, and that we'll open a file, pull your credit reports, give you a copy of the credit reports, take a look at those and see what they look like, and give you an idea of what we can do. And of course, you don't even have to do that. You can just call them free and just discuss them if you know what your credit scores and what your issues are. But whatever is best for you is what we want to do. So, Colleen, that we only have about a minute or two left, what are your thoughts as far as finishing up today?
Well, again, I think, you know, the times we're living in, we have to be prepared. We need to know our financial situation, whether that's good, if it needs a little help in situations as well. Because, yeah, I mean, just going in and having things cost more than they did a week ago or a month ago or a year ago will change your situation because those things don't change unless your income changes.
That's
so,
right.
You know, being able to figure that out. And so if you do have some debts, take care of those and figure out the best way to do that. Contact Alliance Legal Group and find out more about that. And of course, we're here Thursday as well if you need help figuring out credit situations.
We're gonna look a lot at credit score rebuilding on Thursday.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So good to have that.
Yeah. Well, folks, God bless you. It's great being on the air with you today. That again, if you need to contact us at the Alliance Legal Group at our website. The phone number, I'm not going to even give you the phone number because it's just going to be easier for you to go on to the debtfreeva.com. That's just the way that I think that it's going to be easier for you to find us at debtfreeva.com. So, well, God bless you. Have a great day. Have a great week, what's remaining of it. And Lord willing, we'll see you on Thursday.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.